And I have to wonder if Emmanuel Wallerstein's Heads Up in 2008 was news to the Plato's tribesmen, because they sure been busy since, busy trying to quote unquote fix it. And this is that quote from Emmanuel Wallerstein I'm referring to. The issue is not whether capitalism will continue to exist or not. It's doomed. The issue is what will replace it. It's no longer possible to have serious accumulation of capital because the costs are too high in terms of purchasing power. Capitalism as a system depends on lots of people working to produce surplus value that ends up in a few hands. This results in polarization. If 30% of Indians or the Chinese are middle class, a lot more money has to go into their hands. So the world level of profits declines with the growth of the middle class globally, and they consume an enormous amount of goods, food, and energy. So you see prices go way up because there are more people who can afford to buy these products. Now, there could be a substitution. Americans consume less as the Chinese consume more, but there's resistance to that. One way is to reduce labor costs, bring in rural populations at lower wages, but we're running out of them. Within the next 25 years, they'll be wiped out, unquote. And that was from an interview with Emmanuel Wallerstein that I quoted in Waking Up in the chapter, The Two Winds. That is to say, the implication of his words, one of the implications of his words, it is extremely unlikely that Angela Merkel was reluctantly brought to endorse registration camps for all new applicants for asylum in the EU nations. This is a plan, folks. Please note the timing of this being brought forward only after over a million immigrants had already been allowed into Germany. The global statesmen are firm believers in making their own luck. They prefer orchestration, coordination in secret, in concert, self-proclaiming themselves our leaders. And registering us has ever been power's obsession since class begun, to have us neatly packaged, meekly pleading for a place, accepting gladly what power gives, grateful to be let in. Their answer, they will tell us, to the problem Wallerstein cites, that it's no longer possible to have serious accumulation of capital because the costs are too high in terms of purchasing power, that is, the falling rate of profit, a phrase you will not hear them say, is that the surplus value is created not by forcing us into the category reduced labor costs and raping the planet. Free stuff, let's grab it, pass post the debt till a much later date. But rather by all those relatively high-paid tech workers, quote-unquote, and their automation innovations. If you doubt that the profit machine is choking and the automated good life runs on credit, consider the indicators all together and happening all over the globe. Global trade, not much. Nations hunkering down on crumbling infrastructure and filthy, corrupted, polluted rivers and waterways and air. Big corporations have nothing to invest in and can't expand their production. Currencies all over the globe are in trouble. Inequality, austerity, and debt march abreast and in step. The jobs created are mostly in service, and we the people increasingly not interested in them. And last time I checked, we still, all 7 billions of us, whether an AI savant, a street cleaner, or a street sleeper, all gotta eat. Who feeds us? Who's gonna buy all those latest tech wonders? And we who don't, what do you, the leaders, our keepers, propose to do with us? And why should we let you decide? Your track record on caring about us has not been brilliant. Aren't we as brains your equals? Can't we take care of ourselves? Don't we always freely offer our help to our sisters and brothers and children when needed? Brilliant, said the caring diver, John Valentin, when told all the traps still lived. A member, we should note, with a nod to Kropotkin, of a diving association, doing what comes natural, doing what his heart says, bringing his gifts because he wants to save them, not because a wallet offers to pay him.